Kiddushin, Berak Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kidashti is Biteich. She says that he married her daughter. V'yomeres lo kidashta el osi. She says, no, you married me. Hu aser b'krovis k'tana. He's aser to the daughter's relatives, just like he said. U'k'tana muteres b'krovov. But the k'tana, she never said anything. She's mutter to marry his relatives. Hu mutter b'krovis gedola. He's mutter to marry the relatives of the gedola, as long as they're not arayis, obviously, to him, based on the k'tana. But he's allowed to marry the relatives of the gedola, because he only asered himself to the k'tana's relatives. U'gedola asur b'krovov. And the gedola, the mother, who said that she married him, is usher to his relatives. Now, this is Pashut. The Rav says that it seems that it's a Mishnah Sheinat Tzricha. But since we taught the cases before, we also taught this. And the Rav also points out that every time that she says Kidashtani, that no, you married me, we actually make him give her a get. But he doesn't have to give her a ksuva unless he gives her a get by himself. If he gives her a get by himself, then we make him give a ksuva. And the truth is that once he actually gives her a get, really, midrabanan, he's not allowed to marry this woman's relatives afterwards. So any of these cases in the Mishnah where it says, hu mutter b'krovoseh, it's only, the Meiri says it's only before he actually gives her a get. Because once he gives her a get, although he never said that she was married to him, let's say it's a case where he said, I married your daughter, or I didn't marry you. Nevertheless, once he gives her a get, midrabanan, he can no longer marry even her relatives.